Well, it's really good to see you all.
非常高兴的见到大家。
I didn't expect to see so many youth coming back from college.
我都没有想到有这么多青少年又回到了这里。
And I don't know if I should call you youth anymore.
我都怀疑我是不是还应该叫你们青年。
Anyway, it's exciting to see you all.
真的是非常的高兴，非常的兴奋见到你们。
Well, About maybe a month and a half ago,
大概一个半月以前,
I was in the restroom getting ready to brush my teeth.
我在卫生间正准备刷牙的时候,
and on the counter, I found a trace of my daughter.
在洗漱台上我发现这么一件小东西。
Do you guys know what this is?
知道这是什么东西吗? 手镯,
yeah, so this is a bracelet, and it says WWJD on it.
上面写的WWJD.
Okay, does anybody know what that means?
知道什么意思吗?
WWJD. Yeah, I heard someone say it means, what would Jesus do?
上面就写着,耶稣在做什么?
Or we could say, if Jesus was here right now, what would he do? In this situation.
我们也可以这么想, 假如这个时候耶稣在这里, 他在做什么?
And I think it's a really good question to ask.
我这里有一个问题要问大家。
You know, it looks at Jesus as a moral example for living our lives.
看起来耶稣就是我们道德的模范。
But we could also say, in this situation, what would Buddha do?
但是我们也可以问, 在这种情况下,
if Buddha was alive in this situation,
啊, Buddha, 都知道啊, 他在做什么?
Or we could say, what would Mother Teresa do if Mother Teresa was in this situation?
Mother Teresa, 大家都知道, 最有名的一个护士, 啊, 如果在这个情况下, 他会做什么?
In the 1990s, shortly after Reagan had died.
1990年, 当里根总统去世的时候,
or maybe it was when he was still alive, but he was not in politics.
或者他那个时候还活着, 但是呢, 已经没有在政治舞台上了。
Republicans began to ask the question, if Reagan was here in this situation, what would he do?
共和党人就问, 哎呀, 当, 如果这个时候里根总统还在台上, 他会做什么?
So when you think of Jesus as a moral example, he's far superior to any of those others.
Okay, 然后在耶稣基督在这个时候, 他的影响可能是比这些还要更深远。
But as I began to think about it, I think there's another big difference between Jesus and these others.
但是让我们回想, 让我们思想一下, 耶稣基督和这些个例子, 最大的区别在哪里?
And that is that Jesus is still alive.
那就是耶稣基督还活在我们心中。
And Jesus is still doing.
耶稣基督也正在做事情。
And so I began to think about, what might be a better question?
所以我就在想, 我会提一个什么样更好的问题呢?
And it's been a question that's been kind of on my mind for the last month and a half or so.
所以这个问题已经在我脑海里面缠绕了一个半月了。
And it's title of the sermon, What is Jesus Doing?
这就是我们今天来, 啊, 这个传道的这个主题, 耶稣基督在做什么?
One of the things I like about that question is it brings me to not just an intellectual contemplation, but a real seeking of the heart of Jesus.
就我选这个题目，不光是因为这个在有深度，我真的是在想，在心里面我想。
And it takes me into prayer, into communication with Jesus.
怎么样让我们跟耶稣基督有更好的交通，更好的交流。
Especially when I get confused about what I see going on around me.
当很多时候我们很迷惑，不知道该怎么办的时候。
And there's a situation here where Peter is pretty confused about what Jesus is doing.
在这个时候，就在这个圣经当中，彼得他有点迷惑。
So I wanted to just kind of look at what Jesus is doing here and some of the just some of the principles that we can learn from John chapter 13.
那我们就从这个约翰福音这些个圣经章节中看看我们能学到一些什么样的功课。
In verses 1 through 3, what Jesus is doing, we can see flows from the nature of who Jesus is.
第一啊，我们在了解耶稣基督他是谁。
Just that, yeah, what he does flows from his nature. It flows from who he is.
Okay, 这个啊，耶稣他所做的是本性上本质上他是什么
？Yeah, good. So let's look at the context here. This is the Passover, the meal that Jesus was having with the disciples the night before he was betrayed and before he was crucified.
事实上，这个时候是耶稣和他的门徒在逾越节以前的这个晚上一起吃晚饭。他那个时候已经知道他自己要离世了。
And this was the fourth Passover that Jesus had spent with his disciples.
这个是 fourth， 是第四个啊逾越节的晚餐。
So he had been with the disciples for a little over 3 years.
所以他差不多跟他的门徒已经在一起有啊过了三年了。
And in verses 1-3, we really see Jesus' self-awareness.
那么在这些章节当中啊，耶稣基督他自己是知道的。
First of all, we see that he knew where he had come from and where he was going.
他知道他从哪里来，他要到哪里去。
We also see that he knew that he was all powerful.
我们也知道他是知道自己是全能的。
We also see that he was filled with love for his disciples.
我们也看出他对他的门徒充满了爱。
And in these first three verses, we see that he had a deep desire to demonstrate this love.
Okay, 所以在这三节里面，他已经充分的显示了他特别想啊向他的门徒展示他所有的爱。
And we see that Jesus was also aware that his betrayer was in his midst.
他也知道。这个要背叛他的人就在他们当中。
And he was aware of the power of Satan.
他也知道他哎谁是
Satan.
就是谁是魔鬼。
So let me go ahead and just quickly read the first three verses here one more time.
我们把第一到第三节重新再来念一遍。
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come.For him to leave the world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were with him in the world, he loved them to the end.
好，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus.
吃晚饭的时候。魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，并且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
So sometimes we as people, we do things that maybe are not consistent with our nature.
很多时候我们知道自己，但是我们经常表里不一致。
We might say, well, that's not the real me.
我们可能会认为，哦，这也不是真的。
Or I was acting out of character.
或者是这个有点反常。
We make excuses for why we don't act in accordance with what we think our nature is.
我们总是找各样的理由为我们自己不一致的行为做出解释。
But what Jesus did, he did with full knowledge.
然而耶稣知道他完全知道他知道他是谁
where he came from,
他从哪里来
where he was going,
要到哪里去
and that he had absolute authority.
他完全知道他是全能的
So let's look at what he did with this knowledge.
那我们看看他在知道自己是所有的来龙去脉的情况下他在做什么
and in this situation.
和在这种情况下他要做什么
So the first point is, what Jesus is doing flows from his nature.
So 第一点，从耶稣基督他的这个啊，所有的这个本啊，他的本性里面流露出来的。
Secondly, we see that the second point is that what Jesus is doing is often incomprehensible to us at the time.
所以第二点就是在这时候耶稣基督所做的经常是我们不能理解的。
We sometimes think about things that are acting up.
很多时候我们在想，哎，这个就像一个表演性质一样。
For example, when things or animals or people seem to be acting contrary to the way we think they should act.
所以很多时候就觉得人和动物他们的行为跟我们所想象的完全相反。
And Jesus had been acting up recently.
那这个耶稣基督却没有这样。
Yes, he, in the eyes of the disciples,
他在对他的行为举止在门徒里面好像是反常的。
The disciples felt that Jesus was acting up.
他们觉得是不是就像耶稣在那里演戏一样？
He was not acting in the way they thought a savior should be acting.
他并不像他们想象的那种方式在那里进行各种表演。
Of my computer, I might say, "Ah, my computer's not my computer's acting up. I keep pushing this button A, and nothing's happening."
Okay, 就像我们的电脑不工作的时候，你使劲按那个按键，你怎么老没有动静
？Or when Toby was young, sometimes he would act up.
当我儿子小的时候 ，Toby 小的时候，他经常在那里就有这种表演性质的行为。
I'm not going to give a specific example.
当然，我不会给你具体的例子了。
Or we might say the weather is acting up.
So 我们也可以说天气在进行各种各样的这种表现。
It's supposed to be a sunny day. What's that thunder?
今天应该是大太阳的，怎么上面还在响着隆隆雷声？
Well, the disciples probably felt like Jesus was acting up.
对，所以这个门徒们可能也这么认为，耶稣在表演。
For example, in chapter 11,
在第十一章。
Jesus' good friend, Lazarus, had gotten sick.
耶稣的朋友拉撒路他病了。
And they were afraid he was going to die.
他们就觉得他要死了。
And Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, they sent for Jesus saying, please come, your friend Lazarus is sick.
所以拉撒路的姐姐就来说赶紧来救他主啊你所爱的人病了他快要死了。
And so Jesus waited until after he died, and then he decides to go.
耶稣却等他死了以后再去。
And the disciples were like, that doesn't make any sense.
门徒就觉得太不合常理了。
And Thomas even said, well, let's go with him and we'll die with him, because they thought the Jews were going to kill him there.
是啊多马甚至说啊这个啊我们跟他一起去死吧。
And then in chapter 12,
在十二章的时候
we have Mary, the sister of Lazarus,
拿撒路的姐姐
who's anointing Jesus.
她就有点恼怒耶稣。
And she used some oil that was worth a year's wages.
她就用了很昂贵的纳达增膏，那个增膏很贵，一年的工钱才买得到。
And the disciples rebuked her.
然后这个啊，所有的门徒就说他
，and they said, you shouldn't do this. This is worth so much money.
说你不应该用这些来给耶稣用，因为这个东西这么贵重。
This money should be given to the poor.
这些贵重还不如拿来去救济穷人。
And they probably thought Jesus would say, yeah, that's right, disciples. Yeah, Mary, what are you doing?
他们也许门徒也许就想了，耶稣也会这么说。是啊，玛丽你在干什么？应该把这个拿去救穷人用。
But instead, Jesus affirmed and defended Mary.
相反的，耶稣却为玛丽辩护。
And the disciples have to be thinking, "What are you doing?"
Okay, 所以这门徒就会想了啊，你在干嘛呢？这个太不合常理了。
And then, shortly before this event,
就是在这个事前事件之前。
Jesus sent the disciples on an errand.
耶稣把他的门徒送到一个地方。
He said, "Hey, go into this town, and you're going to see a donkey tied up there. Get the donkey and bring it to me."
你到这个小镇上，把那个驴牵来。
And if anyone says anything to you, just tell them the Lord needs it.
你不用跟他们说什么，就说主要用它。
I can imagine the disciples going there like, man, I hope nobody says anything to me.
是，你可以想象门徒在那个时候很这个太不可思议了，就是牵来就行嘛。
I know we're going to get in trouble for stealing this donkey.
他想我别人会不会诬赖我去偷这个驴了。
And if anybody asks, we're going to have to say, the Lord needs it, he'll bring it back.
假如别人找我麻烦去牵他的驴，我怎么办？
Sure enough, that's what happened.
当然这个 没有发生。
They're probably kind of surprised, like, wow, we got off pretty good with that.
或者他们也很惊奇，哇，这今天这个事办得太顺利了。
Maybe they were thinking we should try this with something else sometime.
或许我们还可以做点别的事情，也可以这么干。
Probably not.
要不是。
But then Jesus rides on this donkey.
然后耶稣基督骑上这头驴。
So this is a triumphal entry. Jesus is coming in to the city of Jerusalem.
耶稣进到耶路撒冷，以一个胜利者的姿态。
And he's riding on a donkey.
但是他们怎么还骑在一头驴上呢？
Why not a big white horse?
为什么不是一匹大白马呢？
If he's really the Lord, the Messiah.
那确实啊，骑在大白马上才像是弥赛亚。
Jesus, he's acting up again. What are we going to do with him?
所以门徒就这么想啊，耶稣整天就在这里装模作样，不知道他要干什么。
And then that brings us to the situation at present.
当然好，是回到目前的这个故事。
And so here we are in John 13.
在约翰福音第十三章。
And they're having the Passover meal together.
他们在一起吃逾越节的晚餐。
And so.Normally, and in Luke chapter 11, you don't have to go there, but normally, if you wanted to honor people who are visiting you in the Middle East culture, you would provide some water for them to wash their feet.
通常如果你要荣耀你的客人的话，你就准备一些水让他们来洗手洗脚。
Or if you really want to honor them, maybe you'll have one of your low servants wash their feet.
如果你真的是对他们更好的话，就会叫一些仆人给他洗脚，给客人洗脚。
But what Jesus does is he starts taking off his clothes.
但相反的是，耶稣脱下衣服。
Because that's how the lowly servants dressed.
因为脱下衣服就像一个仆人一样。
And then he begins to wash their feet.
然后他开始给门徒洗脚。
Now, their feet were much dirtier than your feet.
他们的脚肯定比在座的各位的脚还要脏。
They'd been wearing sandals, and it's very dry and dusty.
他们穿着拖鞋，在又干的这个地方走来走去，都是灰尘。
And so, Jesus.As he's doing this, why is he doing it?
当他在做这些事情的时候，耶稣在他为什么要做这些？
Is it just so their feet will be clean?
他仅仅是为了把他们脚洗干净吗？
Actually, it says that he did this to show how much he loved them.
事实上，他就是为了去展现他对门徒所有的爱。
Some versions say,He did it, he loved them to the end. It was his way of loving them to the end.
就是说，爱他们，爱他的门徒，从头爱到脚。
So he poured water in a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them.
他把水倒在盆里面，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
With the towel wrapped around his waist. And he came to Simon Peter, and Simon Peter answered,Ask the question, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
轮到西门彼得的时候，彼得还不太相信，说：“主啊，你真的要洗我的脚吗？”
And at this point, Jesus asks the question, or says to him, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand."
耶稣回答他说：“我所做的，你现在不知道，你以后必明白。”
And that really brings us to the point here of.Sometimes we don't understand what Jesus is doing.
这真的就是让我明白，哎，很多时候我们不知道耶稣基督在做什么。
But he still asks us to obey.
但他还是要求我们来顺服他。
So at this point, Jesus does not say, "Try harder and you will understand."
耶稣这个时候没有说，哎，你努力的想明白。
He does not say, study more and you will understand.
他没有说你学习努力的学习你就明白。
He does not say, remember what I told you and you will understand.
他也没有说你记住我所说的话你就一定会明白。
He says, you don't understand.
他只是说你不明白。
But you will later.
但是你以后会明白。
And so he's requiring trust.
所以他要求他的信徒对他有信任。
What about you? Have you ever been in a situation where you did not understand what Jesus was doing?
你有没有碰上这样的情况？你并不知道耶稣基督要做什么。
Maybe you failed a test.
或者你的考试没过关。
Maybe a good friend of yours, died.
或者你的好朋友过世了。
Maybe a family member got very sick.
或者你的家人病得很严重。
Maybe you lost a job.
或者你的工作丢了。
And maybe you brought that question to Jesus.
你可能会问耶稣基督这样的问题。
And you were confused.
你很迷惑。
And so the second part of my talk is that sometimes it's confusing, when we don't understand what Jesus is doing.
所以我的后半部分的这个
前面的部分。
前面啊，前
面。Yeah, the second part. The first part, what Jesus is doing flows from his nature. The second part, what Jesus is doing is confusing. It's difficult for us to understand.
所以我刚才讲的这个第二部分就是说，哎，耶稣基督所说所做的经常我们迷茫不明白。
The third part is that what Jesus is doing often requires faith.
接下来我们就要说耶稣基督所做的经常要求我们有信心。
If we want to participate.
如果我们愿意参入其中的话。
So,What Jesus promised Peter is, later you will understand.
耶稣所应许彼得的说的是就是你以后会明白。
So let's look at Peter's response, if that's good enough for him.
我们来看看西门彼得的回应。
Peter says, No, you shall never wash my feet.
说不，你永不可洗我的脚。
So Peter kind of had, this was kind of his normal way of dealing with things when he was asked to do something that he disagreed with.
这个就像是他平常对待事情的态度。
Or that he didn't understand.
就说哎不，我们他总是这种先拒绝，或者他不明白。
In fact, later in this evening, Jesus is going to tell Peter, you are going to deny three times that you know me.
到晚上的时候，耶稣会对彼得说，你会三次拒绝我。
And again, Peter is going to say, no.
所以彼得还会继续说，不。
Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you.
即使我和你一起死，我也说不。
And so, Peter had a little bit of a difficult time, accepting what Jesus said if it didn't make sense to him.
彼得很难接受耶稣所说的这些话，因为他不理解。
So Peter responds with rejection.
所以彼得的回应就是拒绝。
Because of an incomplete understanding.
因为他不完全明白主所做的。
And he's unwilling to trust even in the promise of future revelation.
他拒绝去信任即使这即将来到的这个拯救。
And so he says, you shall never wash my feet.
所以他说你永不可洗我的脚。
Well, what did Jesus command? He says, let me do this.
耶稣基督的命令就是说让我做。
He says, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me.
我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
You cannot participate with me, you cannot be connected to me, and you cannot minister with me.
Okay. 你说如果你不让我洗，你就跟我拜拜了，以后你跟我所做的跟我没份。
So Peter's kind of an extreme guy.
所以彼得就是一个比较极端的人。
And at this point, he's saying, well, not just my feet, then all of me.
在这个时候他就反过来又说主啊不光是我的脚连我的手和头都要洗。
So he's kind of wanting it done his way.
他还是用他的方式来处理这件事情。
Ultimately, Peter surrenders.
就说会用另外一种方式 彼得顺服了。
Once he realized that he needed this in order to be connected to Jesus.
当一旦他明白需要洗脚才能跟耶稣基督联合在一起的时候，
and in order to participate with Jesus.
和并且和耶稣基督同工的话，
he knew above all he needed Jesus.
他知道他完全的需要耶稣，
and he wanted to be with Jesus.
他要和耶稣基督在一起。
He believed in who Jesus was.
这个时候他相信耶稣所说的话，
even though he didn't understand him.
尽管他还不明白。
He believed in what Jesus said.
他相信了耶稣的话，
even though he didn't understand it.
即使他不明白。
And he surrendered.
所以他顺服了。
He allowed Jesus to wash his feet.
他就让耶稣洗他的脚。
So it's one thing to have your computer acting up, or to have your kids acting up, or to have the weather acting up.
所以啊，不管是让你的电脑开始工作，你的小孩开始啊正常，天气恢复到这个晴空万里的状态。
But when the Lord of the universe begins to act up,
当这个啊宇宙的主宰在进行他各样的事情的时候，
What do we do with that?
我们能做什么？
Do we begin to tell him how he should do his job?
是我们告诉他应该干些什么吗？
No, we need to surrender.
不，我们所需要做的就是顺服。
And align ourselves to what he's doing, even though we don't understand.
让我们和他站在一条线上，尽管我们不明白他要做的是什么。
So, after this act,The disciples did understand more about what Jesus was doing.
这件事以后，门徒更加的明白了耶稣基督要做什么。
If you look at verses 13 and 14,
如果你看第十三章第十三和十四节，
we'll start with 12 actually.
要从第十二节开始。
The end of verse 12, Jesus says, "Do you understand what I've done for you?"
耶稣洗完了他们脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？”
And at this point, I'm sure they're like, "No, we're totally clueless."
这我可以肯定，他们坐在那里一头雾水，搞不清楚。
Jesus says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so."
你们称呼我夫子，又称呼我主。
For that is what I am.
你们所说的不错，我本来是。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
既然我是你们的主，你们的夫子尚且给你们洗脚，你们也应当互相彼此的洗脚。
So, in one sense, by washing their feet, Jesus allowed them to experience his love in a very intimate and personal way.
So, 一方面是耶稣帮他们洗脚，让他们也体会到跟主的亲密。
They were able to have that connection and that part with Jesus.
让他们能够与耶稣基督之间有交流。
And oftentimes, what Jesus is calling us to, first of all, he's calling us to himself.
很多时候，耶稣要我们和他亲近。
That personal, intimate connection.
让他有一个有一个个人的。亲密的关系。
But in 14, he's also taking it a step further.
但从第十四节，耶稣把这个他所做的更进一步。
And he's saying, "You're also participants in my ministry."
你们要参与到我的事工当中。
In other words, as I have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
也就是说，我为你们洗脚，你们应当彼此洗脚。
The disciples had a couple of pretty difficult pills to swallow that night, even in this situation.
即使是这样的情况，当天晚上这些门徒都还是很迷惑。
The first difficult pill to swallow was to have Jesus humble himself, take off his outer garment, get down there and wash their feet.
这第一点他们觉得很难接受的是耶稣脱下外袍为他们洗脚。用这么一种谦卑的方式。
The second difficult pill to swallow.
第二点
，was Jesus said, "Wash one another's feet."
耶稣说你们要相互互相洗脚。
Earlier that evening, during this meal,
那个晚上晚餐的时候
It doesn't say it in John, but it says it in the other Gospels.
但, 没有在这个约翰福音里面说，在其他的福音书里面说。
The disciples were arguing about who's the greatest.
门徒在争辩谁是最大。
And they weren't saying Jesus was the greatest.
没有人说耶稣是最大。
They were talking among the 12 of them, who's the greatest.
他们只是在争论他们十二个人当中谁最大。
And now Jesus is saying, you have to become the least.
这时候耶稣说，你们要成为最小的，最谦卑的。
The disciple you resent the most,
最小的，最小的门徒，你们要为他们洗脚，做最谦卑的那一位。
Yeah, you have to wash his feet.
你要为他洗脚。
So, where does that take us in terms of application?
那我们能把这些学到的东西能用在什么地方呢？
I wanted to just talk about this idea of Peter's struggle.
我们可以想象彼得的挣扎。
Where Peter says, no, and where Jesus says, you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.
当彼得说不的时候，耶稣说，啊，你不明白我现在所做的，你以后必明白。
I recently have, I have a friend who recently nearly lost her faith.
最近我的一位朋友丧失了她的信仰信心。
She's a Congolese refugee.
她是一个一位难民。
And she was driving her car back from work at 11:30 at night.
她晚上11点半的时候开车去工作。
And as she was driving, the police lights came on behind her.
开车的时候，警车的警灯就在她车后面亮起来了。
She hasn't been driving very long.
她还没有开过很长时间的车。
She was frightened. She didn't know what to do.
所以她吓坏了，不知道干嘛。
She panicked.
所以她已经处于惊恐状态。
And she kept driving slowly.
然后她慢慢的朝前开。
She didn't know what to do.
她不知道要干什么。
Finally, a lot of police cars came. After about 10 minutes, they pulled her over.
十分钟以后，很多的警车开来，把他给堵住了。
And they yelled, "Stop your car!"
跟他说，你停下来，停车。
With their loudspeakers, finally she stopped.
高音喇叭对他喊，停车。最后，他停下来了。
They handcuffed her and took her to jail.
把他铐上，带到给逮捕了。
And she was in jail for 2 days.
在被关了两天。
3 days.
三天。
And when she came out, she had to go to court.
是当她出来的以后，她就得上法庭。
And as she was sharing about her experience in jail, she was questioning where was Jesus in that.
她在监狱当中分享这些事情的时候，她就在问耶稣基督，耶稣在哪里？
She felt like he had abandoned her.
她觉得她自己被抛弃了。
And the pastor of their Congolese church, his wife,
那监狱里面的这个牧师的这个他的太太
，As we were talking to her and trying to encourage her，
我们在跟她交谈，准备要鼓励她的时候
，We talked about how Jesus is good。
我们在讨论耶稣是如何的美，如何的好。
And the pastor's wife said all of the time。
牧师太太就说，耶稣的美是全时间的，任何时候。
And so that goes back to the nature of who Jesus is.
所以这里我们就看到这耶稣的本相。
When things get really bad,
当你的任何的情况变坏的时候
，we have to go back to who Jesus is.
我们要回到一个问题：谁是耶稣
？What Jesus is doing flows from who He is.
耶稣所做的，从他身上流露出来的是什么
？And He is good.
他总是好的，总是美的，总是善的。所有时间，任何时间。
So as we go on, we need to consider and think about how, no matter what is going on in life.
当我们向前走的时候，我们要思想
no matter how bad things look.
不管事情的进行和发展怎么样
，that Jesus is alive.
耶稣是活的，是活的耶稣。
That he cares about us.
他爱惜我们每一位。
That he is powerful.
他有全能，有权柄。
And that he is good.
它总是好的、美的、善的。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are a loving God.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是一位爱我们的主。
That you call us to yourself.
因为你把我们叫到你的跟前。
That you call us by faith to trust you.
因为你赐给我们信心，让我们来信靠你。
Even when we don't understand.
即使我们不明白。
With what you're doing.
你现在在做什么。
Give us some hearts that would trust you.
也给我们了一些艰难，让我们来信任你，信靠你。
In the midst of the confusion.
在我们迷惑的时候。
And hearts that would seek you at all times.
我们总是要来寻求你。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢你，主。
That you are alive.
你是活着的神。
And that you love us.
你爱我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.